touchdown, Kansas City!
It's time for the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Chiefs Kingdom as we've opened the doors, the best fans in the National Football League, on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Remember, Ford Drive 1 and celebrating a victory, routing the Chicago Bears yesterday, 10-3 in Chicago on the lake. In just a knockdown, beatdown battle with the Chicago Bears. We had them all the way. So we got a great crowd here tonight. We are at Bleachers Bar and Grill in Lee's Summit on the southeast end of the metro. This place is awesome. You can find the best fans just like tonight right here at Bleachers. Southwest corner of 291 and 150 Highway near Raintree Lake in Lee's Summit. Locally owned and operated, Bleachers takes pride in their great homemade food. Huge menu, the best wings in town. Our special guest tonight actually enjoying and endorsing the wings. We'll talk about him in just a little bit later in the show, but come out tonight and try us out. In fact, tonight you get a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage for just $8.10 as part of the Chiefs Kingdom. Great crew here tonight. The Metcalf Bank geeks are here tonight. Of course, Metcalf in the suite, in our special suite built just for Metcalf Bank here at Bleachers. Metcalf Bank is the home of Chiefs checking. Let's get that right. Got it? The Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats are here, as Princess Lake Rat and the Little Princess Lake Rat is here. Big Daddy Lake Rat is on assignment, but listening online tonight in Maryland. And speaking of listening online, one of our great listeners, Daryl from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is listening tonight as well online on the Chiefs Kingdom. Also, we have here tonight the Red Hots. Genie in a Bottle and the others, the Red Hot Table. And it's smoking hot there as we all, and the Susie Bling Bling and the Taj Mahal Tailgaters are here tonight, including the Chiefs Kingdom King this year, the Savage, who's got his crown on as well tonight. Also, Super Chief is here tonight. Armed Force, is Casey Sheff here? I haven't seen Casey Sheff. He'll be on his way, I'm sure. Not here. The Geeks are here tonight in full force. Yellow Fro Man is here tonight. Weird Wolf is here tonight. Snowstorm Sandy is with us this evening, and Cindy Lou Who from Whoville is with us tonight at the Chiefs Kingdom at Bleachers celebrating this victory. Also, the Red Coaters are here tonight, including Queen Brenda, one of our past queens. And a contingent of Alabama Crimson Tide fans are here tonight as well. Buckeye Paul is here celebrating Ohio State's great season with us this evening. But one of our official photographers of the Kingdom, our videographer and photographer Al, taking a picture as we speak. What a game yesterday. What a defensive effort yesterday. Snowstorm Sandy and Cindy Lou Who know this because that defense played like a beast. They were all over the place. The Bears 0 of 11 on third down conversions. And Kansas City had 7 sacks, right? 7, the biblical number of perfection. It was just perfect as Kansas City had 7 sacks. Justin Houston, the rookie out of Georgia, with 3 sacks in that game. And Kansas City had 3 interceptions, including the first career interception from our guest tonight. Because our guest this evening, Javier Arenas, our special guest tonight, 4th leading punt returner in the National Football League. And we're going to have Javi on later on in the show, and enjoying it here at Bleachers Bar and Grill. Now, normally we save the Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game until later in the show. Not this week, because yesterday The Time Warner Cable turning point play of the game might well be the Time Warner Cable turning point play of the year. All right? People had known we'd gone almost 19 quarters without a touchdown. I get all that. So we need to call the perfect play. I don't normally give out secrets, but here's the play call. 9:99, go to the fire hydrant. Dexter, Urlacher, McCluster, Keister on one. Break. Got it? So Palko gets that in his headphones from whomever calls the plays. And he goes into the huddle and he says, all right, we've got the secret play. 9:99, go to the fire hydrant. Dexter, Urlacher, McCluster, Keister on one. Ready? Break. Take a listen and enjoy one more time our Time Warner Cable turning point play of the game. 9:99, go to the fire hydrant. McCluster, Urlacher, Dexter, Keister on one. Break.
Palko moving around, steps up. Now he's going to gun it long for the end zone. Jump ball situation in the end zone. Urlacher knocks it down. Does Kansas City have it? They do! Urlacher knocks it to the ground and is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Kansas City.
McCluster on his case. Say it with me because that was a delayed effect. I'd kind of forgotten how to do it, but it came right back to me because that was a touchdown, Kansas City. You got it, and we enjoyed that, and a victory and a plane ride home. Those of you Kingdom veterans know, part of the Kingdom lore, of course, is our Book of Sealed Signatures. Found by archaeologists, signed by hundreds of Chiefs fans, that will be opened when the Chiefs win a postseason game. And that will be a great day because Javier is going to be here as well to enjoy that. And also, we've got it right here because the Chiefs were able to do it yesterday with that win over the Bears because that was a slug-it-out game. I'm just telling you. About a 20-degree temperature drop by the lake, slugged it out. And for the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Chicago Bears on the road for the fifth win of the year, to have 7 sacks, 3 interceptions, including one by Javier Arenas, the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby. You've got it. And the hammer brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware, where they've got craftsman tools located throughout the Chiefs Kingdom and for sure in the metro with almost 24 locations. Great for your Christmas idea. I do have to mention tonight, too, I'm a little bit surprised because my old high school basketball coach has snuck in the back door, and he's here tonight. Marvin Kohlmeyer is here. You remember the movie Mr. Woodcock? You remember that movie? That's that guy. I'm just telling you. When we come back, we've got Todd Haley with us tonight, live from One Arrowhead Drive from his office. He is ready to go, and we will have Todd on after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Play fake. Haney in trouble, chased by Tyson Jackson and beheaded by Jackson back at the 20, a loss of 13 yards in maybe Tyson Jackson's best play yet as a Chief.
Welcome back to our Midwest Sport Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, live from Bleachers in Lee Summit, brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers.com Ford Drive One. Again, Bleachers, we got a special going on here tonight. We're at 291 and 150 Highway, southeast corner of the Metro. And this is Inley Summit until 8 tonight. We'll maybe go a little past that. A half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage for just $8.10. The defense yesterday, Tyson Jackson came through. That was on a first and goal play at the 7. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome live from his office at One Arrowhead Drive, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Todd Haley.
Good evening, everyone.
Todd, you're missing it live. This crowd is roaring hot tonight. They kind of liked that yesterday.
Well, I'm glad they're happy. I wish I was out there. It is a great place.
This is a great place. But let me ask you just overall, now to chew on that game 24 hours later.
Hold on. I got to stop you, Mitch. I happen to have these headphones on, and I heard that little dig on. You forgot how to make a touchdown call?
No, it was just – no.
Now we're seeing some true Mitch Holtis selfishness. Is that what we're seeing here? We're preaching team, Mitch.
All right.
This isn't all about you and your call.
Well, you can't imagine the tweets and stuff I've had. But anyway, I'm on up with the team. Now you got me off my game. All right.
We got the lucky
squirrel here tonight. You missed that. We got a new tradition, the lucky squirrel. Whenever the Chiefs win, the lucky squirrel shows up. Okay. Now you busted my ears on that one. All right. So
regroup. Come on, man. Don't crack. Let's take a deep breath. You're as bad as the officials.
Now that's a low blow. That's going too far. I'm telling you, that's too far. With whatever that guy we had yesterday, he struggled, Jerome. Anyway, overall, your thoughts. You coached there. You know what it was like to coach at Soldier Field, to win at Soldier Field, to win the game like that. Your thoughts 24 hours later.
Big game for us. You know, we knew that it was a big game going into it, and we kind of knew what kind of game it was going to be. And, you know, like you said, I've coached in that NFC, and you know how games in December go. And to get one, an ugly win in December on the road against a team like that is a big win for our team. And it's something to build on for sure. And you know, once again, like I said, when we cleared September and got into October, I'm glad we got out of that month of September. I can now say I'm glad we got out of that month of November. And, into December, where now we can win again.
Well, welcome to December, everybody, and the Chiefs being 1-0. Usually it's like the last question or the last paragraph, but I'm going to start last to first with this one because Devin Hester is so good, the NFL's all-time best kick and punt returner. But our guest tonight, Javier Arenas, is here, and dare I say he out-Hestered Hester yesterday. But the fact, I mean, that guy in a game like that yesterday, Todd, isn't a guy like that good enough to almost win the game by himself? He had a creating field position. There are only 3 points came off a return he had. What did you do yesterday to contain Devin Hester and give you a chance to win?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, we had to have an unselfish punter in Dustin that obviously those statistics aren't the ones they're looking for, you know, the 35 nets, the 38 net type games. But you know, as Coach Hoffman did his research on Hester, you know, and went through and looked at every return for 3 years, there was a common denominator, and it was any punt that flew over 50 yards were the big returns. And yesterday, the one that went over 50 was the one return. So, you know, we were just trying to keep it high and under 50 yards, and I thought Dustin in the wind did a great job. And on top of that, the guys covered like heck, and after the penalty is when we were holding our breath, because so many times that turns into, you know, a disaster when you have a penalty after a good punt. But Terrence Copper and Jackie and Rashard made just a tremendous, tremendous play on him when it looked like he might be able to get out, and we were able to keep field position.
Well, a heck of an effort by everybody on the coverage units and by Dustin Colquitt for sure. Now, that defensive effort yesterday, I want to ask you about putting two of them together, and actually two and a half, because you were great in the first half against New England. But you backed up the Sunday night performance against Pittsburgh with another performance like that against Chicago. What did you see defensively of why you were able to keep them out of the end zone? And they were under some tough – the defense was under some tough circumstances. First and goal at the 7, and they get no points out of that. It's hard to do in the NFL. What happened yesterday positively for the defense?
Well, you're right. I think that was a tremendous effort defensively, and you know, and the guys have gained some traction. Like you said, in the New England game, they did a lot of good things and felt themselves do a lot of good things. They gained confidence out of that New England game because you knew New England was a top-notch offense, as good as you'd see pretty much for the year, other than maybe Green Bay. And you know, we really did a really good job when you allow the quarterback to complete 13 passes in a full game. So I think they gained some confidence out of that game, took it into Pittsburgh, and some of these young guys, like I've been talking about, the Houstons and the Allen Baileys and Mon Gordon, not a young guy but a new guy, and you know, have stepped in and really helped, and other guys have filled their roles. And then you've had the Derek Johnsons and Tombas and Glenn Dorsey's and Belcher yesterday, a big game, and Tyson. You know, they all have stepped up their games in addition to obviously the corners playing really, really good. So, you know, it's just kind of been one of those things. They've gained some confidence, got more comfortable. We've been able to stay relatively healthy on defense and you know, starting to make some hay.
Absolutely. And it's exciting to see that just come together in all three phases, and I mean all three levels of your defense. And I know it was Caleb Haney, but seven sacks. Did you change up anything yesterday strategically to change your pressures against him?
Well, you know, I think that Romeo and the entire defensive staff did just a tremendous job preparing and getting ready to play Chicago. They do a great job every week, but same thing. When guys are starting to play well, it gives you confidence as coaches to go ahead and put some people in positions to try to really succeed and maybe make a difference in the game. And it works both ways. So as the players have kind of started to really know how and what to do and then doing it at a high level, it gives the coaches confidence to go ahead and keep pushing and see what we can get done. So, they were just so disruptive yesterday up front. And, to keep a team, a big goose egg on the third down conversions and two fourth down conversions stuffed, which are really like turnovers, keep them out of the end zone in some of those tight spots. So, really a big-time performance. But, it's what we needed, and, we've definitely got to build on it here going down the home stretch.
All right, let's flip it over to the offensive side. And we were kidding about it. Is it really called 999? I'll go to the fire hydrant. Dexter, Urlacher, McCluster, Keister.
Actually, we named that play. Mitch can't carry the call on his own, so we'll have to give him something to spruce it up a little bit.
Well, if you go to training
camp, it's called Chief Wright 52 jump ball. If you really want to know.
Okay. I like my version better, but you can go ahead and go with yours if it makes you feel better, Todd. How many of you go to training camp? I know a lot of you do. If you go to training camp, you see the Chiefs work on that very play. You worked on it several times. Everybody kind of thinks, and yeah, there's some good fortune there, but how well did you execute it? First of all, Palko threw it about where he was supposed to, wasn't he? And what about Dex's play?
Well, yeah, I think we did. We did a very good job executing it for the most part. It starts with the guys up front. Obviously, the line has to create enough time for the quarterback. And then Tyler did a great job of buying some time to let everybody get into position. And then he put the ball actually right on the money. We try to get it about 3 yards, 4 yards deep in the end zone, about out by the where the numbers would be, and form a square around our jumper, who's Baldwin, who was trying to get up against Urlacher. But everybody really did a real good job of getting in position. And like I said today, Dexter's got the toughest job because he's coming out of the backfield, got a much further distance to run. And he understood the importance of it, and he was right there where he needed to be when the ball was tipped or batted, and made a great play after that. And, really a big boost for us. Anytime that drive started on the 13, I believe, and we chewed up 4 minutes, 10 seconds of the end of the first half, and then our first possession offensively of the second half, we started on the 11 and went down to their 3 and chewed up another 7 minutes. So, those two back-to-back possessions by the offense were nothing to sneeze at against a very formidable defense that doesn't give up much easy.
Yeah, that's what's kind of lost in all this. Because everybody's talking about that play, but you convert on that drive, a 16-play drive, as you mentioned, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 2nd and 14, and a 4th and 3. And those are forgotten lost plays. What about some of the offensive execution that maybe fans have forgotten about in that game? That and your field goal drive, because you came back with another double-digit drive, and you had to convert some tough down and distances, 3rd and 5, 1st and 15, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, when you got the field goal from Suckup.
Yeah, that was a really great drive there in the third quarter because, we knew those are the kind of drives that you can put a team away. Obviously, a touchdown would have really put them in a predicament, but, points off a drive like that are very, very positive. But, I think offensively the guys are doing a lot of good things. There's an adjustment period that you go through, when a change occurs at quarterback. More so than even the Jamal situation or the Tony Moyaki situation. It's the quarterback. He handles the ball, every play of the game. And yesterday that was 70 snaps or so. So, we're trying to kind of fit together And as you can see from Chicago, who's had to do the same thing here the last 2 weeks, you know, and Caleb, who is a, you know, looks like he's got a chance to be good here going forward, has thrown six picks in two games. So, you know, that's a tough position, especially for a guy getting in there for his first couple games. So, you know, there's been a lot of good that's been done, and especially in this game, protecting the football, converting some of the third downs, you know, making good decisions. You know, we're all positives to build on for everybody involved. And, you know, I for us, it's not about, you know, we don't pick up the stat sheets and look at the points and yards and those things. You know, we go by whether we win or lose, and in a game like that, you know, that was good enough, and that's the most important thing, getting a W.
Well, you got a W, 10-3 in Chicago, because the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware, where they have craftsman tools and find all kinds of hammers. Now, we move on to this week, and the drama continues, because really what we're on is the Todd Haley used to coach tour. Because you used to coach in Chicago. We were there. Now you used to coach in New York. Now we're going there. Is Arizona up here anytime soon? But this is the Todd Haley return tour. You play the New York Jets. An interesting team this year. They've had some ups and downs. What about this week's prep and taking on the Jets in New York?
Well, I think that, you know, yesterday's game would be a great game to have under our belts now. Going to play this game in New York. You know, a lot of the similar distractions, potentially, you know, big city game, a lot of hoopla that goes with that. And with this New York Jets team, obviously there's some additional hoopla that you encounter. But, you know, having that game under our belt, I think, will really give our guys confidence and knowledge to know that, you know, we can go on the road and play these good teams, and if we do things the right way and play good defense and don't turn it over and play good on special teams, we'll have you know, plenty of opportunities to win, and that's just exactly what we need to do. It's down to a four-game season for us, and everyone counts, and no game is bigger than this week's game, and I just feel like if we can build off yesterday, we'll have a chance.
And our St. Luke's injury report brought to you by St. Luke's Health System. Of course, they do fabulous jobs throughout the Chiefs' kingdom. The obvious question is Kyle Orton. He comes in for one game, one play. You're going to run the flea flicker. They just happen to run a safety blitz. He gets hit, injures his finger. Kyle's status and any other injury status tonight?
I don't actually think it was a blitz. I think that the safety read run and just kept coming. But, you know, very unfortunate because, you know, obviously, in this league, as we've seen, and that was a great example of it, that, you know, you got to have a couple guys prepared to play. And, you know, Houston has experienced it. I talked about it all last week, and then sure enough, you know, Kyle's first play in there, that occurs, and you know, just unfortunate. So, you know, he's pretty sore today, and we'll have to see how he goes as the week goes on. But, you know, again, you got to have a couple guys ready to go in this league because in one snap, as was proven, you could be playing with the next guy. So, you know, I thought Tyler did a great job bouncing back, you know, from a couple very tough beginning games, as you and I have talked about a bunch here over the last couple weeks, and, you know, settled down. And was able to play within the game plan and did a good job.
All right, we're going to let you go. But before we do, we're going to enjoy it one more time. Now, what did you call the play?
52 jump ball.
We're calling it here at the Kingdom, 999. Go to the fire hydrant, McCluster, Urlacher, Dexter, Keister. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. To let Todd go into the night, we're going to enjoy it one more time. Hit it, boys.
Falco moving around, steps up. Now he's going to gun it long for the end zone. Mm-hmm. Jump ball situation in the end zone. Urlacher knocks it down. Does Kansas City have it? They do! Urlacher knocks it to the ground and is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Kansas City.
Todd, thanks for being with us tonight. It's time to beat another one of your old teams. In fact, you've got a lot of old teams. No,
yeah,
I'm just
me and
kidding.
Thomas Jones. This is the Thomas Jones, Mo Carthon, Todd Haley, Romeo Crennel tour.
Well, beat the airplanes. Thanks for being with us tonight, Todd. When we come back.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, Todd. We come back. Javier Arenas joins it here at Bleachers in Lee's Summit at 150 and 291. The special $8.10 for a homemade cheeseburger and beverage. Back with Javier after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Heaney's got to do it here. Last play of the game. He's unloading it. Downfield, it's going to be intercepted by Javier Arenas. His first interception in his National Football League career. Javier Arenas shuts the door on the Chicago Bears, and Kansas City gets a road victory in Chicago.
Heck yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Check them out at MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford, drive one. Again, we're live at Bleachers Bar and Grill in Lee's Summit. A special here, a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage for just $8.10. And now, ladies and gentlemen, my distinct pleasure of welcoming to the show Chiefs Kingdom Karma. I'm telling you, it's there. He gets his first pick right before he's on the show for the first time. Javier Arenas, ladies and gentlemen. Kansas City's second year. Defensive back and kick returner. And Hav, first of all, congratulations on the pick, but thank you so much for the way you play this game. You play it in a fearless manner, whether you're returning punts or kicks or playing the nickel situation. How good was that win yesterday?
It was great. We enjoyed it. Worked for it, you know, and with the fan support, and we came through, pulled one through.
How tough was that game yesterday with the elements? And it was just going to be one. It wasn't going to be a pretty game, was it?
No, it wasn't. And, you know, we realized that the first drive, you know, the first kickoff, you know, I got drilled on the first kickoff return. And instead of, you know, just letting it intimidate us, we used it as to make up our mind. And, you know, we figured it was going to be a physical matchup, and we went out there and played with them each and every down.
Well, one thing I can say about you, I've yet to see you be intimidated. And that dude did put a pretty good shot on
him. He did.
But it's like a boxing match. You bounce right up.
Man, I mean, it's fun. Yeah, it's a fun thing about it. The harder you get hit, the faster you get up, is how I see it, you know.
I'm seeing that. But we were saying it early in the show with Todd. You out-Hestered Hester, and you're one of the top five punt returners in the National Football League. That's kind of one of the lost stats right now. But let's just talk about the punt return game first, how it's gone this season, how it went yesterday, and just your mentality as you approach it.
Yeah, it's we're producing. We're getting better each and every week as a unit. We believe in one another. We can depend on one another. And, again, each and every week we go out there and we strive towards scoring, you know, and that's why. So we go out there and compete.
Your punt returning skills, where did you hone those, if you will?
When I was young, first position I played was on offense. I had one play. It was a reverse. That was it. And everybody knew what was going on when I was in the game. But I always scored. No matter who we played, we could be getting beat 55-0. We're going to run a reverse. We're going to score.
And you scored.
Yeah, so I think just – I don't know. I realized at that point that, you know, I had the ability to make people miss, and I was kind of elusive. So, and not only was I able to do it, I enjoyed doing it, and which made it that more passionate and fun to do, you know, so.
Well, let's take you back a little bit of time because speaking of doing it once and it's a touchdown, if you remember the Oakland game, you guys lined up, went to the Wildcat formation, and direct snap to Javier, and it was great because you guys kind of outflanked him. You had the tackle over tackle going on. One time, touchdown. Kansas City, touchdown, Javier Arenas.
Hey, that was great. It was a long time coming, and I think we had Dex come across to flash in front of the defense, and, you know, half of them followed him, you know, because of his abilities and things like that. And so that helped out big time, and, you know, it was a great feeling, man.
Well, it was great to see it. In fact, wouldn't mind seeing it again. So it's in the playbook every week, just kind of ready to bust out?
Yeah, and I'm always ready. I'm always ready to get there, too.
I bet you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But where it's also fun to watch you play is that defensive back. And many times you've got to go up against a bigger guy, mm-hmm. or in that slot position, sometimes you have to play nickel. It's a bigger guy. What about playing the nickel, or what about playing corner when you had to play on the outside?
Well, it's, man, I just like to compete no matter who I'm going against. You know, I had to go against Welker a few weeks back, Hines Ward. You know, I got in a fight with him out there on the field. But just out there competing, that's the thing I love about it. You know, I go out there and I set my mind to do something each and every game, whether it's getting my hands on guys or knowing exactly what I have to do in each situation. You know, I strive towards doing a great job at that each and every week, and I think that's what I love most about it, just focusing and going out there and try to accomplish what I set forth to do. And as a team, we do the exact same thing.
Well, you've done this for a long time. We have a lot of Alabama fans here tonight. Roll Tide.
Don't talk about.
And with a little game coming up here in about 30 days where you get a second chance against now, I'm going to ask you about the locker room, because we got a gob of LSU guys in there. In fact, more LSU guys than Bama guys. It's going to get a little crazy in that locker room in the next month.
Yeah, they're already hating, saying we're not supposed to be there. But, you know, it's not our decision to make. You know, we're happy we landed there. And I think it's going to be a fantastic game, an amazing game. But we go back and forth all the time, Glenn, Tyson, all of us. But it's fun. We're all competitive. So.
Who's the loudest? I think I know this answer. But who's the loudest LSU mouth in your face?
Travis.
Yeah.
Travis. Each and every second, no matter what we're talking about, he always somehow pull LSU into it. We can talk about how good some tater tots are. He going to say something about LSU, you know. So he always talking about it, and I go back at him. And, you know, it's a lot of energy going between us, but we love it. We have fun doing it.
Well, you got Gilberry on your side, so he can chatter with the best of them, too.
Now, he's the top chatter.
Yeah, he can. Just tell Travis looks like E.T. Anyway, Javier Arenas is with us tonight. D-back, returner, wildcat runner for touchdown guy. But what you're going to find out when we come back, it's Javier the Humble Hero. I'll talk about that after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. He need to throw in the pocket. Yes. He's hit by Justin Houston, and Justin Houston's got his first NFL sack by putting his chin right in the sternum of quarterback Caleb Haney for a sack. We're back, and we're all alive. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your MidwestFordDealers.com Ford Drive one. Everybody's okay right here. We're here at Bleacher's Bar and Grill at 291 and 150 Highway, an awesome place. Kind of the southeast part of the metro in Lee's Summit. You can get a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage for just $8.10. Javier Arenas, the Chiefs' second-year kick returner defensive back, with us as our guest tonight. Now, a lot of you around here, of course, have been involved with Joplin. Several of us been in there a couple of times. What you need to know, though, as well, is just before the devastating Joplin tornado, there was also a devastating tornado in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the home of the University of Alabama, and Javier Arenas was there during the storm. Just kind of go through it a little bit, and what happened, and where were you, and what was it like?
I was at my house. I had worked out earlier that morning, you know, and I was just getting things done, and had the TV on. Maybe ESPN, I don't remember exactly what channel it was. And the day before, we had a warning it was going to be a pretty big tornado, and it never hit. I didn't worry about it. So that day, same thing was going on. And all of a sudden, the warnings came across the bottom of the TV. The channel switched to the local news channel. And I had my music playing loud. The TV wasn't up. And so I just glanced and, you know, seen a picture of the tornado, a live picture. And, you know, so I turned it up real quick, stopped everything that I was doing. And the guy was like, the tornado had just landed in downtown Tuscaloosa, which it didn't. It had landed on the complete opposite side of town. You know, so as I look out my window, I look downtown, well, in the direction of downtown to see if I could see it, but I didn't. But the corner of my eye, I could see like this big old gray cloud-looking thing, but it was, you know, funneling to the ground. And so I was like, wow, that's huge. I'm sitting there and all. And so I started recording on my phone out of my window. And I was looking, I seen it was getting closer. And when I thought it was going to pass, you know, in front of my window, but it didn't. I seen it was getting closer. And it was just a weird feeling. it was quiet and things like that. And so I'm like, this thing is coming towards me. And I seen, I heard, you know, the weatherman panicking. You know, so I realized, you know, I got to take cover. So I dropped my phone and went to the went and got in the bathroom tub. And I called my friend, you know, just had somebody talk me through. I was at the house by myself. And so he's kind of trying to talk me through it. But, you know, it got silent for like 10 seconds. And before you know it, you know, everything was just, it's hard to explain. I was just wishing it was over, you know, as it was coming through. I just heard, it's like your house was just moving and shifting. And I guess the best way to describe it is like shotgun sounds. That's the stuff hitting your house. ATM signs slashing through your mailbox and slashing through your garage. In the back porch, my back porch was gone. My hot tub that was in the back was gone. Just like my belongings was on the other side of town. If it wasn't on the other side of town, it was 45 minutes away in Birmingham. People was getting like news. Well, not news, but mail. That mail was in Atlanta. And, you know, that's 2.5 hours away. But, you know, just being in it. And, I mean, the best way to describe it is just I was wishing that it was over. I mean, because I was in there by myself. I put my hand up in case the roof came down. The bathroom door flew open and stuff was, you know, flying around inside. So I'm ducking, trying to close the door, but it lasted for probably a minute and 15 seconds. And I mean, all I can remember is just, I could hope this over. But I think the worst part, like, I was in a direct path of it, but I think the worst part was coming out of my house and just seeing like everything gone, trucks, trees, I'm talking huge trees uprooted and thrown across town. Cars flipped over in people's front yard. My neighbor came out and she was like on her knees, just crying. Like it was unreal.
Well, a riveting rendition. You grew up in Florida with hurricanes, but as Joplin and there was, it's just like hell on earth for a while, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And you don't really realize how serious something like that is until you experience it. Like, seriously, it's you can't describe. You know, they ask people to describe what it was like. You can't. I mean, you just can't. I mean, it's crazy. And just going back to help all those people, I was from where I live, not even half a football field away. Houses weren't even standing anymore. Tractors was on top of houses.
We're back. We're live at the Bleachers, Bar and Grill, 291 and 150 Highway near Raintree Lake. You can get a half-pound homemade cheeseburger and beverage, just $8.10. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers Ford Drive 1. As this week, the Chiefs take on the New York Jets in Gotham City at the New Meadowlands. Before we ask you about the Jets, just a couple minutes left in the show, what you need to know is you heard of the chilling rendition of Javier's surviving the tornado in Tuscaloosa, but it was just a matter of minutes, and you put together your own rescue efforts to help the folks in Tuscaloosa. Briefly, Hob, tell us what happened.
Right after it was over, I drove up here just to get away from it. But when I got up here, it was everywhere. Joplin hadn't occurred at the time, you know, so that was the only thing people was talking about. So it was everywhere. Everywhere I went up here when I was going to work out, you know, you just heard about it. So, and I felt obligated to go back down and help. So I got like $3,000 worth of stuff from Sam's Club, water, every single thing that you would think you could need. And then took it back down. And I, you know, I got in contact with all the media outlets to try to help let everybody know why. I just sit up in a parking lot somewhere and, you know, laid everything out. And me and a couple of more friends, I'm not taking full credit for it. They helped out a lot. Laid it out, and you know, everyone came and took, and just see the look in the people's eyes who didn't have. You could tell when someone pulled up if they didn't have anything left. You can tell that they had, the only stuff that they had was the clothes on their back or something like that. You could clearly see it in their eyes. Roll around with the National Guard to see, you know, the worst of the devastation, and work with FEMA. And I mean, it was a unique experience. I wouldn't want to experience it again, being that I had to help people after a natural disaster. But, I mean, it was a learning experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, give him a hand, because that was incredible what he did for the folks in Tuscaloosa. Hav, get after the Jets this week. But what a great heart from a great competitor, buddy. Thanks for being with
us today.
Thanks,
man. Appreciate you.
Javier Arenas, and now you know much more about that guy and his story in surviving the Tuscaloosa tornado. It's great to have him with our team. This week it's the Jets, and join us next week on the show. We will be at Bash's. Ryan Suckup will be with us as our special guest. And get ready to beat the Jets on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network, baby. Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.